This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. For the second year in a row, voters in Denver this fall will decide whether to raise taxes on cannabis sales. The My Spark Denver initiative would raise taxes by 4.5% to fund after-school education. But sales are falling in Colorado, and Truman Bradley of the Marijuana Industry Group says the state has grown too dependent on cannabis revenue.
We're still seeing special interests keep trying to go to the well to have cannabis solve all of society's problems.
Colorado cannabis sales have dropped about 35% since the industry's peak in July of 2020. Voters rejected a statewide sales tax increase on last year's ballot. El Paso County Republicans held two fundraisers in Colorado Springs over the weekend, and the rival dinners showed a potential divide within the party. One event was at the home of former county party chair Eli Bremer.
The local GOP has not shown that they're going to show support to our candidates, and so this was a way everybody could come together.
Attendees there included Congressman Doug Lamborn. Another Colorado Republican, Lauren Boebert, was a speaker at the El Paso Republican Lincoln Day Dinner that is usually the party's biggest fundraiser of the year. The University of Colorado hopes to prepare the first generation of space doctors as the need for astronauts with medical expertise increases with more commercial space travel. The CU Boulder campus and the School of Medicine will offer a 5-year joint master's and medical degree program starting next year. Following 4 years of medical school, students will take a year's worth of aerospace engineering courses. Some problems with COVID vaccinations for some Coloradans. The state health department is recommending revaccination for nearly 800 people after finding problems at a clinic in Wheat Ridge and another in Denver. The health department found issues with record keeping and that some doses of the vaccine were expired. This is CPR News and KRCC.